And so I'm going to actually start today with a quote that is out of the book Magic of the Soul, which is the class that we are taking right now. And it goes like this. We've all heard spiritual practice described as a path. If we think about a path through the woods or a field, it becomes a great metaphor for how spiritual practice works. If we travel the path infrequently, then the brush grows wild and it can be difficult to navigate through unfamiliar territory. If we travel the path frequently, then it becomes clearly defined, wider, and easier to travel. The most important element in traveling a spiritual path is consistency. It is far more effective to meditate 10 minutes every day than it is to meditate for 1 or 2 hours 3 days a week. And so one of the ways that we experience our spirituality is through spiritual practice and through doing all of those activities that feel like walking a spiritual path. And so as human beings, we have a need for spiritual practice. We have a need for spiritual experience. Because if we were just to experience the world through our 5 senses, while those things feel wonderful, while eating a wonderful meal is lovely, and while feeling the warmth of the sun on our skin or the cool of the fresh morning on our faces feels delightful, and the smell of newly cut grass or a fresh rain just as it begins to fall can be exhilarating, if we were only to experience life through our 5 senses, something would greatly be missing. We would feel like there was something missing. Because we have a hunger for something more. We have a hunger for something deeper. We have a longing to love and to be loved. We have a need to express our own inner beingness, to express our own unique gifts and talents. We have a yearning to make a difference in the world. And we have this hunger to be connected to each other, to be connected to life and to be connected to the whole of things. We have a need to experience our own souls, to experience that connection of oneness with the all. A need to be connected to the deepest part of ourselves and to commune with our own souls. And so in A Daily Dose of Sanity, Alan Cohen tells a story that speaks to that, that I'd like to share with you today. But I'm two-handed today. It's called The Voice You've Been Waiting to Hear. It says, I know of a woman who gave her baby girl up for private adoption. As the little girl grew over the first years of her life, she seemed quite unhappy and cried a great deal. Her adoptive parents could not understand why she was so upset and tried various tests and techniques to assess what was disturbing her, all to no avail. Finally, they decided to contact the girl's birth mother and ask her if she would like to speak to her daughter. The girl's mother was happy to have the opportunity to connect with her child, now 3 years old. When the time for this momentous call came, the mother and child met on the telephone for the first time. As soon as the child heard her mother say hello, she lit up and exclaimed, "That's the voice I've been waiting to hear." Likewise, we have all been separated from our original source, and we long to connect with it. We walk this world feeling disconnected and alone, abandoned and not exactly sure of who or what we are missing, yet feeling there must be more to life than the one we've been living. We try to regain our sense of connection by reaching for all kinds of things and people in the outer world. Yet that fruitless search leaves us feeling only lost and more dissatisfied. Eventually, we consider that the answer to our loneliness may not lie outside of us, but within us. We were missing our connection with ourselves and our spiritual source. When we make the connection, we recognize that's the voice I've been waiting to hear. In our own voice, or the voice of our higher or divine self, it is that that gives us comfort that our outer journey failed to provide. Today, listen for the voice you've been waiting to hear. It may be closer than you think. And so the title of my talk today is A Well-Worn Path. And I am talking about creating a well-worn path through our own spiritual practice, through our own spiritual living, through communion with the divine, or communion with our own essential self, our own soul. I'm talking about creating a well-worn path through practicing, doing spiritual practice like spiritual mind treatment, or doing meditation, or spending time in the silence, or spending time in nature, or journaling, or chanting, or doing whatever it is that helps you feel connected and allows you to feel like you are communing with that very presence that is the own essence of your being. Engaging in spiritual practice enables us to connect with our own divinity, with our own soul, which in turn transforms how we experience life. Because when we do that spiritual practice, then we come to life more centered and more peaceful, and in the experience of our own wholeness and our own enoughness, we have a sense of harmoniousness within us, and out of that, we feel full, and life feels full. And because we feel full and come to life from a place of fullness, then we automatically come to life as this beneficial presence for this planet. Because we aren't coming to the planet to get and to take, we're already full, so we come with something to give, and then we transform the things around us. And so we have this longing of the soul to be present with ourselves, to be present with our own souls, to touch our own essential nature and to feel that oneness, oneness with the divine, oneness with the whole of things. But if we have that longing, then what is it that keeps us from doing that all the time? I think it's that we get so busy. Does anybody feel busy? Holy mackerel. I think we feel so busy and we get so distracted and we have so many to-dos all the time that never quite get finished. And all those things that are calling our name out there in the world somehow seem to be brighter and louder than that quiet voice inside of us that beckons us to come home. We don't take the time out to just be with ourselves. We don't take time out to just be. When we take time out to commune with ourselves and to commune with our own divine nature and to commune with that infinite presence, it is so rewarding. And some of those rewards are we discover a peace inside of here. We discover a sense of well-being inside of here. We connect with our own self and our own wholeness, our own enoughness, and our open-heartedness. And so in class this week, one of the exercises that we did was to set a timer, and then I rung the bell every 20 minutes throughout class. And every time we heard that bell go off, it was a reminder and an indicator for us to stop, even if somebody was in the middle of a sentence, to stop and to go within and to connect with ourselves, to connect with our soul, and to connect with that radiant light that we already are. And so I'm going to invite you to do that as I ring this bell. And I invite you to open your eyes. And part of that exercise was to notice how when we are in different states of mind and doing different things, what the effects of stopping and pausing and connecting, what the effects were. And I know for me, it was a huge sense of relief. And I realize how often I don't stop and connect. And so part of my week, the rest of this week, was to have an indicator or a cue that every time I did that, I stopped and reconnected with myself. What happens when we don't have a spiritual practice and when we don't stop and take time to connect with our own souls and our own essence is we become entirely identified with the ego self, with our personality self, and with our problems, and with the difficulties, and with the challenges that are going on around us. What happens when we don't have a spiritual practice? It's like being a ship without an anchor. We get tossed around by the storms of life without having a safe harbor to return to. We get pushed and pulled by the tides of our own lives and everything that is going on without having a safe home to return to, without having a center that is home. There's no respite in the storm if we don't have a practice. Because the practice makes it easier, just like that thing that I read, the well-worn path is wide and open and easy to access. If we don't have a spiritual practice, it's hard to find our way back there. But the more regularly we practice, the more often we pause and connect with our own souls, the easier it is to get back there. Carolyn Mace says, hell is identification with the outer self. Hell is not a place we can go when we're dead. Hell is not a punishment handed out by something. It is rather choosing the wrong self to identify with. Hell is a horrendous case of mistaken identity. Heaven is a state of consciousness, and it's in here, and we discover it when we take that time to stop and be and connect. And so in that book, Magic of the Soul, the author says, meditation is a process of remembering who I am at a deep level. And so the only way that we experience that inner kingdom and that inner self is to take time out, to pause, to stop, to be, to slow down with the intention of being present with ourselves, with the intention of connecting. You know, for people in the Jewish religion, they practice the Sabbath from sundown Friday night until sundown Saturday night, and it is a time of unplugging, where there is no work to be done. Unplugging from electronics and from responsibilities and from to-dos, and taking time to be with that presence within them and all around them for a 24-hour period every single day of the week. What a respite that is. And so in Magic of the Soul, he says, meditation is a way of piercing the veil of sensory illusion. We connect with the truth again. That presence is always right here, wherever here is, whatever it is we're doing. That presence is always right where we are, but we can't hear it or experience it when the TV's on. We can't hear it or experience when our mind is filled with chatter, or when we are in judgment, or when we are focused on what isn't working and complaining in our minds about that, when we're filled with worry. We don't experience that presence in those times. invite you to open your eyes. We must take time to be in the silence in order to experience that presence. To be in the silence means to turn off the TV and to turn off the radio and to turn off the computer and your cell phone and to take time where there is no agenda and there are no to-dos, with your lips closed so you can hear the voice of your heart. It means taking time where there's nothing planned and there's no agenda and there's nothing to check off and there's nothing to be achieved, and you get to just be. It could mean meditating. It could mean sitting in your backyard. It could be laying in the hammock. It's time to just be present with yourself and with that infinite presence that is everywhere, all around you and within you. That great something that is beyond description. And so I invite you to join me in a meditation right now. And so I invite you to make yourselves comfortable and to just turn your attention inward and to take a deep breath. And to take another deep breath and to fill your lungs completely. And then to exhale until there is no air left. And just for a moment, to watch your breath. And with each breath, feel yourself become more relaxed. And cleansed. And lighter. All that is not a part of your essential nature falling away, just evaporating. Imagine that you are standing on a mountaintop at night. And your body is becoming lighter and lighter. Clearer and clearer. And you realize that you are no longer physical, but a bubble of thin moisture. You lift off the earth and up into the night sky. And as you rise higher and higher, your awareness contained in the bubble becomes lighter and lighter. And the walls of the bubble thinner and thinner. Your awareness includes more and more space as the bubble expands further and further. Finally, the bubble containing your awareness ever so gently dissolves in a silent pop, and your awareness is released to stretch out through the infinite universe. Allow your awareness to be. Limitless. Unbound by physical constraints. Just being. One with all. And so I invite you to begin to bring your awareness back into your body and into this room, feeling the air touch your skin and feeling the seat supporting you, to wiggle your fingers and toes, and to open your eyes when you're ready. And so my invitation to you is to take time, create time to just be. To create time for spiritual practice and to commune with your own beingness, your own soul, your own divine essence that is one and the same as that presence of the infinite. To commune with that presence. To create for yourself a cue like the ringing of that bell. Maybe every time you get a drink of water, or every time you go to the bathroom, or every time you look at the clock, or every time you walk through a doorway, create a cue for yourself to stop and to reconnect with yourself and to feel your own light. The part of you that is clear, the light of the divine. And to take time daily to unplug and to just be, to center yourself, to meditate, to be in the silence, to commune with the infinite. And as a result, you'll be experiencing the divine within you and around you. You'll be living the experiences of your life from a greater place of centeredness, and a greater place of ease and not getting bounced around by what's going on in your world, but from your own anchor, an anchor of well-being, an anchor of your own wholeness, of your own peace, of your own sense that all is well, even here, then it'll be so easy to live from your spirit and so easy to be that beneficial presence on the planet. And so blessings to every single one of you as you live this life of the divine, this life of your own spirit here being such a magnificent presence on this planet. Blessings to every single one of you in this awakening. Thank you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. Oh, and how good it is just to pause. How good it is to take and turn our attention to the truth. That truth that we so often forget when we are caught up in the responsibilities and the to-dos and the busyness and the craziness of this material world. And instead, we turn our attention to that infinite one. That infinite one that is closer than our very breathing. That infinite one that is at the very core. That is the very essence of who we are. This magnificence that we call God. This one life, this one love, this infinite and boundless presence of peace, and this infinite good that is the very nature of God. I recognize that this presence is everywhere we go and in everything that we do. This infinite one that is continuously beckoning us to come home. Home here in the lap and in the arms and in the life of God, here living this life, here giving way to this presence in our own lives and sharing it with all those that are around us. How good it is to be awake and aware and connected to and giving way to this divine presence. And so I know that right now in our day to day, that presence is downloading and pouring itself out into us and through our lives as the good that we desire. That God knows before the word is spoken. And today in our openness, we are open to receive a boundless good. And that good shows up as health and as wholeness and as abundance and prosperity and as opportunities and love and connection and peace and all the good of life. And so what a blessing it is to be recipients of this good. And so it is with a grateful heart that I say thank you, God, for this and so much more. And so it is in that truth that we rest and that we allow and that we give thanks. And so I release this prayer and simply allow it to unfold. And I say, and so it is.